Hey everybody, it's A Squad. We're back. I know I normally open with like a phony podcast, but we're getting down to business tonight.
It's serious.
Mm-hmm. With me tonight, as always, is Mr. Giant Shock and Mr. Max Barracuda.
Yo, I feel like we're on CNN. I know, right?
And these are, I was going to try and pretend that I know any shows on CNN, but I don't. Anyway, we're throwing out all the segments tonight. There's going to be no tests, no history, no nothing. Nothing.
Changing the game.
Well,
like,
good night.
Like Elmo.
No.
That was fun.
Right. No, this is totally serious. The Xbox One has had their big press release, and I really want to get into it.
Let's do it.
Everyone's been really looking forward. But first, as a little appetizer, let's hit up what we're playing.
Start with me?
Well, no. I wanted to start with my intro music, but I guess that's not going
to
happen.
I just got a blank stare there.
I went right to the news.
TikTok.
No, because... A squad. Come out to play. A squad.
Come out to play. I had that one linked up, and then you're like, let's go to the news. I'm like, oh, news. I'm wrong. All
right. Right. Well, this isn't an excuses podcast, so let's let's start going. What are you playing this week, man?
Actually, I went against what I said on an earlier podcast. I went and bought some used games. I started playing a little Army of Two 40 Day War.
You were on that.
Yeah.
Those games are fun.
It is a lot of fun. Me and my one roommate, was it G-Herm or G-Man? I don't know.
G-Man.
G-Man.
He's been on the show.
G-Man. We were playing through it, and at the end of every level, it gives you like a morality choice, and he's like a big animal lover. They're like, would you kill this tiger? And before he even done reading it, I'm like, pop, 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 pop. And just like, why'd you kill a tiger? And I'm like, then fuck that tiger.
Could the tiger have came around with you?
Actually, at the end of every decision, they give you like a, now what happens because you made this decision. And it's like kind of like a, if you ever seen Twisted Metal Black, I think it was, where they have like the, unless it was the ending, they had the captions and they were like pictures moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like it was like that.
Like
that's my favorite
arcade ending.
Yeah, that's my favorite ending for Twisted Metal when they were doing that rather than the live action.
That's the way it was. And that was a lot of fun, and we got a pretty good amount done in that. And then I bought Splatterhouse, and that
a lot
was
of fun also, right?
Yeah,
I never got around to that one, but it looked cool.
I'll give you two after I'm done. But it's that again is another fun game, and then we.
It's almost like The Mask if.
Yeah.
It was just evil. Like,
it's like a demonic mask.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of funny quips. Story mode's a lot of fun. Gameplay's a little repetitive, but it's so violent and goofy that you're not like, oh, man.
It's just like a beat-em-up.
It's like God of War meets Jim Carrey's The Mask.
Got it.
Pretty much. And then, of course, there's always I've actually went back. Now I got the whole house together. I got went back to Dead Space 2, and I'm almost all the way done with that now, finally.
Yeah.
The babies are super annoying, and I don't know how Lou fucking went through that game with only two fucking saves. Impossible.
Oh, that's easy. He lied.
Mm-hmm.
He said he had the little thing.
Bullshit.
I didn't talk to him about it, but he lied.
But he's a big cheapo, though. He probably was like, all right. And then there was also Injustice,
he's
of course.
A cheap liar. Yeah.
Was it Rise came over this weekend, slapped us up on a little Injustice.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, what was it? Him and Victor Belmont actually got... Victor Belmont had to play Solomon Grundy like three times in a row, got slapped up.
That was unfortunate for him.
I got beat up with every character I picked. There wasn't like a specific character that Dan was that kept whooping me. I just kept losing.
I was slapping him up. I was slapping him down.
Yeah. That's the thing. You're so good with Grundy, but mm-hmm. nobody's good with Grundy, so it throws you off your game.
Yeah,
right,
but
away.
People were like Green Arrow. They were like, you know, fucking Aquaman. They were like good characters.
Yeah.
And he was just laying the waste. He did the whole, like, this is, you know, on Tuesday, I'm born on, you know, he did the whole mm-hmm. fucking grapple. And then,
took a shit on Friday.
Yeah.
And they were like, what?
And then I'm finally getting some, my friend's good at FIFA over here. And it's actually been because Memorial Day was a huge week of video games for me. All I did basically from last podcast, this podcast, was just play video games.
Me too.
And I'm so happy. I've actually I got another cheap Xbox for the other den we have here, and it's just all day fucking games here.
So if you got two hooked up, let's start doing LAN parties.
That's why I said to you when we actually came over to play some poker,
mm-hmm.
but you know we were all a little drunk. So
yeah. You probably implanted that in my mind.
I would play. Yeah, we definitely got to play a LAN party though. That'd be fun.
Max, what are you playing?
Well, this week I finally put a pin in Resident Evil 6. Finished it off. Ending sucked.
Okay.
You were really building up on it. Like, every week you came back with some more good...
It got better. And then you beat it with all these characters. And then you get the hidden campaign with Ada Wong. And you're like, oh, this will explain everything.
Yeah, you were loving Ada Wong's thing last week.
I end up being stupid. There's no ending to the game. That's the problem.
There's no ending to the series.
You play through all these characters, and there's no sense of any gravity by the end of it.
Are they back to zombies yet?
Yeah, there's zombies. There's a mix in this one. Each campaign is a different kind of monster.
I really think that you're really expecting a lot out of the franchise story-wise, considering, besides Veronica and the first one, and maybe the second one.
At least it had a coherent villain. I couldn't even tell what was going on.
The story is dead.
By the end, you're on this boat, and there's a fake Ada Wong and a real Ada Wong, which isn't a spoiler, because if you play for more than 20 minutes, you're going to figure that one out. Oh, one's in blue, one's in red. I guess there's two of them.
I think that's 20 more minutes than I'm going to give it. So.
No, I played every Resident Evil game except for the first-person shooter one. I'm probably going to go through it.
I might pick it up. I might eat my words and pick it up.
It's not worth buying if you're going to go for full price. Nah. Rent it, buy it used, while you still can do things like that. You know,
okay.
Go through a cheaper route.
So how's Injustice this week, Dan, for you?
Injustice was good.
Oh, and I saw Assassin's Creed 3 finally.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know, Memorial Day weekend, came home, a little drunk from a little card game I was playing, and over Giant Shock's house, and I picked up a game, it's about a year old, it's called Retro City Rampage. It's a download. Mm-hmm. Super fun.
Is it like
when
River
you're drunk.
City Ransom? Or?
It is exactly like the old Grand Theft Autos meets, if you remember, it's a parody game, and... First off, you drive a lot like the old NES games, like in the Ghostbusters and the Ninja Turtle driving or whatever, and it's all 8-bit, and there are just so many parodies throughout this one game.
Do you spend most of your time in a car?
No. I can't even explain it, really, other than you do drive around, you do get out and shoot some people. It takes some... I think it's 2033. I don't know. It's in the future. But all of a sudden, you throw two losers who end up being Bill and Ted out of a...
Wild Stallions.
Yeah, again, I was drinking a little bit when I beat the game. It's not a very long game, by the way. But you throw them out of the time machine. You go back. And then somehow you do a whole bunch of different shit. Every time you go into a building, it's a reference to another game. Like, you run through a Mario board. You run through everything.
So
it's just
Retro City, meaning retro game.
Right. It's just a wacky-ass rampage through... almost all games, and for some reason movies are thrown in there. You get back to your time by beating up this old man who's obviously Dac Brown, and you have to drive the thing at 88 miles an hour.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah, dude, it is so absolutely crazy. The Joker is your obvious main bad guy.
Is this on the iPad, you said?
No, it's for Xbox.
Really?
Or it might be for PS also. I got it for my Xbox.
Is it an arcade game, though?
Yeah, it's on the Xbox Live Marketplace right now.
That sounds... Does it play well? Because it's... I mean, I can't believe I never heard of it. It sounds awesome with how many, like, characters...
It's so funny. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go back and try and get a couple achievements when I'm not drunk, basically. But right. It was super fun. I mean, like, I was just going to my wife. She was like, keep it down, the kids. And I was just like, you don't understand. I'm running through Mario Board right now, except I got a gun.
I'll be picking that up. That sounds awesome.
It was. It was a lot of fun.
You, 800 points? 600?
I don't remember.
I was drunk.
I know they have a demo because I looked at it and I was like, demo? Nah, not for me.
Well, if you're endorsing a game, I'll probably, you know, that sounds like that awesome. Like, it's such in my genre that I would definitely
It was fun.
Play.
They have a lot of 8-bit music. And
each level like plays a little bit different. Like, one's a side-scroller, one's a...
It plays a lot like the old Ghostbusters game, in which you always kind of get back in the car and drive around from building to building, and then you get like sucked down a drain pipe and all of a sudden you're in the Mario world.
Like, or... the old Ghostbusters game where the fucking symbol was everywhere? Like,
no, not like that.
Because I was with you up until you're like, that old Ghostbusters game.
Just the driving.
Sounds awful.
Above. But it was a lot of fun. I recommend it for anyone who just loves looking at the old games. And
yeah, that sounds awesome. Definitely gotta check that out.
Anyway, let's get into the meat and potatoes of the whole show. The Xbox One, the news. We've been waiting for it 4 months. Finally, Xbox One comes out. It's revealed. Plenty of rumors flying around there. Before I do a big review of it, I'm just going to hit some of the rumors. I'm going to tell you which ones were true, which ones were false. You know, we've been reporting a lot of the rumors, and I want to clear that up. First, I'm going to hit up the Trumors, or the True Rumors. First one, unfortunately...
It's not the Trumor.
360 games won't work on the Xbox One.
Yeah.
I've come to expect that in general.
It's a hardware thing.
Yeah, right.
It's a cheap thing. All it is. Now they could add the player to it.
Well, it's, they use a different kind of, they use Blu-ray disc on this one, which is different. So
it, they could
it
also
would jack up the price of the system to have backwards compatibility. Right. But who has who doesn't have?
Yeah,
an
but
Xbox
at the same time,
the
PS3 did it with the PS2 when it first came out. You could play the it was backwards compatible, and then they made newer models.
Does anybody at this room not have one or more Xbox 360s?
I have about four.
Then you're
I
good.
Have two.
You're fine. You're gonna be
two.
Okay.
Right.
You can play your old shit.
It'd be nice to consolidate them.
All right.
What are you going to do?
All right, Major Nelson. Thanks for... All right, Larry Herberg.
I don't know these references.
He's the Xbox representative, that kindly old uncle man.
Okay.
That's always... Anyway.
I thought you meant Major Nelson, like the guy from...
Coach?
That's where he got it from. No, Major Nelson's from I Dream of Genie. Let's move on.
All right.
Trumor number two. The Xbox Kinects will have to be on all the time.
Boo.
I mean,
it'll actually turn on your Xbox when you say Xbox turn on, which means that it actually
like that.
Has to be on in all capacities.
I don't mind that it's on. I don't like the fact that if I say something remotely like on,
mm-hmm.
It might turn on.
No, well, you have to say Xbox mm-hmm. on unless you're like, hey, somebody turn on the Xbox.
If
or
you say to somebody, I don't want to turn the Xbox on right now, it'll
for the love of God, there's a bomb strap. Do not turn the Xbox on.
I don't know, like, Siri has, like, a problem with, like, you know, it just takes kind of what you said and just, you know, it's like whatever. Like, if you're just like, yo, turn the lights on, like Xbox
who,
is like.
Who's clamoring for Kinect? Who
Kinect
wants more Kinect?
I don't know. I got a big Kinect section.
I don't particularly care that the thing's on all the time. That doesn't really make a difference to me.
That bothers me, man. That's pretty 1984 to me. That's pretty Big Brother.
I bet you in, like, some, it's like on sleep mode, probably. It never just goes off.
The privacy settings on this thing are shady at best.
I'll be having a shadow box in front of mine when I'm not playing.
You
like
throw a
little
T-shirt over mine. Like, I don't want to record
yeah,
my
you know, I'm
room.
Not a single man. I'm not going to just use T-shirts. I'll have something classy to cover it.
Hell.
I'm not going to give a fuck. I mean, that for whatever reason, like, everyone has a laptop and they all have little cameras on them. Like,
I have mine closed though.
Yeah,
I don't have mine trained on my living room constantly.
Oh, yeah, but I don't care when I'm not opening up my laptop. Like, you could look at you, do whatever. Like, if they wanted to, like,
no,
like,
dude,
it just feels
I
like
do
an invasion.
I do some foul shit in
it
my
feels
living room.
Feels unnecessary. It's
right.
Unnecessary.
It is unnecessary,
it
but
is.
And to make it mandatory is just why? Why would you do this?
I mean, I don't really mind the remote. I think the way the Xbox controller is right now, where you just turn on the middle button, I think it's kind of perfect.
Have we got too lazy for that?
I guess.
I think it's a lazy thing. They kind of want to wow you with, like, dumb innovations.
It's stupid.
It's
ridiculous.
Just, it's just dumb.
Because, like, the last Xbox was wireless.
Right. But before I go up ranting about this, can you hit the other trumors?
Yeah. We got one more trumor that I came up with, and that's that games will actually have to be downloaded onto your hard drive. I know you can now on your 360, and the game does run a little smoother, but... It has to, just like the PS3.
How big is the? Oh, you do you know yet? How big is the hard drive, and or how much cloud space are they going to charge?
500 gig.
Yeah,
that's pretty fucking big.
Plus cloud space.
They didn't say with the cloud space.
I guess cloud space will probably be like, let's just say, let's call it like $50 for like 100 gigs or something, maybe like that.
Yeah.
They'll probably throw you a mediocre piece for free, like iTunes does.
Well, it's always like 5 gigs or some mm-hmm. dumb shit. But like, it would be really cool if you could download your old 360 games into your.
They're not doing that.
No,
it'd be cool.
It would be, but they're not going
to. Fantasy glitch.
Look, the Xbox One's whole strategy is like, we're going to make nothing simple. We're going to make nothing fun. Everything you've ever liked about a video game system, we're taking away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're making it ridiculous, convoluted, and unpleasant.
It does sound like.
Enjoy.
It does sound like one is the loneliest number.
One,
I don't know.
There's your episode title, by the way.
I love it. Well, anyway, here's some of the rumors that have not been substantiated yet that for some reason, after it came out, like the press conference, everyone was like, oh, here's what happened. And I'm like sitting there reading the boards. And I'm like, they didn't say any of this stuff.
Okay.
First off, everyone says that the Xbox will be out for the 2013 holiday shopping season. They didn't come out with that.
They released quarter four 2013, which means holiday season.
Yeah, but that's assumed. They didn't come out with any.
I mean, the 25th is Christmas. I imagine it'll be within the last week.
If it's fourth quarter, that encompasses the holiday.
It's probably going to be late November, mid-November, somewhere around there.
Right.
Unless it's pushed back. But
what they haven't given is a price point.
Right. That was in number two. Everyone's saying that Xbox, there's going to be a cheaper version, $299 and $499. I even reported that rumor.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, that's unsubstantiated also.
I'll bet you. I
no
bet
price
you,
point.
Like the one that you want to get is probably going to be $499, if not, you know, $550 or something like that. Like
oh, most definitely.
$499 is what I'm thinking, but it hasn't happened yet.
Did, their whole ad campaign should just be like, come on, you're going to buy it.
Right. We're Xbox.
We're Xbox.
Right.
You're not going to buy it?
The same one that PS3 did.
Well, I remember watching the whole thing, and the guy went on forever and ever and ever about how, like, they built an online community, and, like, he just went on for about, like, 10, 15 minutes.
It was a giant kudos to themselves.
I know.
I'm like, well, when they unveiled it was just the way it looked. It was just like, whatever, man. Like, can you tell me a little bit what it does? Like, they really didn't go.
Oh, wait, you want to see games?
No.
I don't really care so much about the games. I want to know, like, these games are going to look good. Like, regardless, the PS4 and the Xbox One, all the games are going to look good. You know they're going to look good. So I'm not worried about that. I want to know the bells and whistles of what the system has.
You guys are totally talking about what I want to get into after the rumors. Because, of course, I want to get into this shit. I'm biting at the – I'm chomping at the bit, fellas. I want to talk about it, too.
I know. I got a lot of frustration.
Number three, Xbox will be required to always be online. Now, here's a tricky one, man. This one's a tricky one. They didn't say technically it's always got to be on. They said kind of enigmatically that there are different ways that you could take that and different, I quote, potential scenarios being considered. I do know that this guy, Phil Harrison, who's a Microsoft rep, he might have spilled the beans a little bit on an interview. When he was asked how a player is going to play a single-player game online, he said that he believed that the time that you have to check in is every 24 hours.
I've heard that. That's what I heard.
Yeah, every 24 hours. That came from him.
Shit. Do you think this is to stop pirating?
Oh, yeah. That's undoubtedly what it is. I personally think it's going to be hand-in-hand with the fact that you have to download these games into play the hard drive.
It's not even pirating.
No, it's sharing games with your neighbors.
Yeah, I know.
But now
it's sharing with friends. Sharing, buying used games. Gamefly, gone. Fucking love that service.
But all
I'm
that,
not gonna be able to do well,
that. If you buy PS4, you'd be good, right?
I'm going to go PS4, I'm thinking, unless they wow me at E3.
Well, that should really realistically have been your other system. PS3 you should have bought, because you like all single-player games, and you don't care all about the online.
I think after this, I'm making the Switch.
Well,
I liked nothing.
We still got E3 coming out.
I'm giving them to E3 before I make a decision. And
number four.
Sony hasn't done anything.
The rumor. Moving on. Going smoothly into what you guys are talking about, by the way, because that's the way I wrote the show. I know how you guys think. No more used games. Microsoft releases this statement. No, this is just a rumor. The statement said the ability to trade and resell games is important to gamers and to Xbox.
No, it's not.
They also said Xbox One is designed to support the trade and resell of games. Reports about our policies for trade in and resale are inaccurate and incomplete. We will disclose more information in the near future.
All right, I can live with it if I don't even have to go to the store or Xbox Live. Like, I buy a game and I give them the rights to download it back, and they give me a percentage of like what the
game
is
worth. That's not what they're talking about. They actually have a report in Wired magazine that I read. But
what they're doing, they're making it impossible for their casual gamer to enjoy games. They're making it as hard as fucking possible.
Well, I think the opposite. I think a casual gamer who doesn't have to go to the store, who could just literally
you're fixated on this not going to the store thing. But
I'm saying, I keep talking about a casual gamer,
like,
right?
Like we talk. Oh, I'm almost done with Dead Space 2. I'll lend it to you. They're just making it that much harder.
Well, here's the deal, guys.
Yeah, but we're gamer gamers. I'm talking about a casual guy who's like, I heard that's a good game, but
you can buy shit.
No, I know casual guys who just borrow games. At that point, but let me say this. It doesn't necessarily mean that they don't intend to charge people for using used games, but here's the rumor now, and this one's a pretty meaty rumor, that they actually contacted the major retailers, pretty much GameStop and Play and Trade on the West Coast is building up steam, and told them that they're going to start constituting the system in which the gamers aren't going to have to pay to use used games. What we're going to do is we're going to be trading in the games, and they'll erase it off our cloud system that we own it. It'll be at GameStop, and when we buy it from GameStop and we put it into our system, they charge GameStop a little bit of that piece that they sold us, if you follow me. Like, I gave them $40 for the used game. I install it into my system. They take $5 from GameStop or whatever.
I use Gamefly. How is it going to affect Gamefly?
It's going to kill it.
It's going to kill
Gamefly. It's going to kill Gamefly, a service that I've absolutely loved and been loyal to for the past decade.
I don't think they care about Gamefly, Max.
No. I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, they're just throwing everybody under the bus. Be like, look, you can yell at it, and it does things.
Yeah, but they're not really throwing everybody. They're really just throwing Gamefly.
On a side note,
I will buy a PlayStation, and I will keep my Gamefly.
On a side note, is Gamefly a publicly traded company?
Gamefly should have one of my primary methods of playing games. It's a great service.
Also, no one's saying that PS3 is not doing this either.
Yeah, was it Gamefly?
PS4, rather.
Look, if the second
both companies then, because they should care about the gamers more than the fucking.
Well, you go get some nice Wii U games, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
come over to here.
Yeah. You like the US games? You like the Gamefly?
Like, why? I see this as this gougy, unnecessary bullshit.
See, here's what it is.
They're attacking a problem that's not that much of a problem.
Well, you know what? How Gamefly killed Blockbuster, essentially. Gamefly and Netflix killed Blockbuster. Netflix is evolving while Gamefly is coasting, just like Blockbuster did when they killed the fucking home video stores.
Right.
They need to go call up right now PS4, or PlayStation and Xbox and get in on some of that rental
get
system.
Get it downloadable.
I'm hoping they're working on that.
Rental.
I'm sure they're working on that.
They'll give Xbox, like I say, they charge you like two or three more bucks.
I don't
Xbox
my
their
big
percentage.
My big point is we're not doing anything in the name of progress.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that Xbox is going to jump on board with that.
No, let's say
you want to let somebody rent the new Halo indefinitely for $4.99 a month?
No, as long as Xbox gets their piece, from what you just said about the used games, they're cool with it. Like, okay, let's just say what do you pay a month? Like $12?
Not even. All right, $8.
All right, let's just say they charge you now like Netflix. It's like $13, something like that, right? But that the rest of that money goes now to Xbox, and then they still sell you the hard copies of these games, right?
Yeah.
And
I think there would be such a decline in the hard copy games if Netflix or if Gamefly was available downloadable.
That's,
then
let's
just
exactly
say,
my point.
Let's just say
to go back to your example, when Netflix took out Blockbuster, it wasn't in the name of let's fuck over Blockbuster. It was in the name of progress. And it's what you always talk about. Now you don't have to leave your house. Now you can just have it come to you. Now they're taking that service and they're like, not in the name of progress. Not like we're enhancing the system.
Listen, man, they don't.
We're overcomplicating this in order to make a few more bucks.
Well, listen, they have to.
In order to not
sell
these
games. No, but you got to stop getting mad. You got to start thinking, and they have to evolve in some way, right? Let's say that the service is $50, right? And you get a certain amount of gigs that you could download per month. That's
even $50, yeah, that might make it survive. But there is no way that they're coming out with a something on my dashboard where I can rent any game I want for $8. Xbox.
No. It's not like that. I'm saying it's a service that's Netflix, but it's just like Netflix, they don't have all the super titles.
But at the same time,
they just have the regular titles.
At the same time, let's be real. Xbox doesn't need them to do it. They could just easily just do it by themselves.
Xbox is all about profit, right? Like,
but they don't need the name. They'll just say this is our rental service.
But I'm saying, look what Netflix did. They
why
don't
even
have
throw them.
But
anyway.
Netflix doesn't have like all the major titles streamed, right?
Right.
You still have to get
the hard
copies. But I'm saying that they should have the let's like maybe one good title come out maybe per week, and then the rest of them just be
I don't want to speculate too much on it.
Maybe even a limited title where you don't get the achievement points.
Who cares about the achievement points?
People do.
Yeah. Like that's not going to be a big deterrent. Like,
that's just a bitchy move.
Yeah, that's just like
like a bitter fucking nonsense move. It's like, oh, you could have, but you don't get any achievement points.
That's just stupid. No, Xbox wouldn't care. Like, oh, you don't get your achievement points.
Some people would.
I really feel though that if Netflix wants to survive, I feel that once if PlayStation, if Xbox is,
you're
still
not talking about Netflix, you're talking about Gamefly.
Yeah, Gamefly. Sorry, if Gamefly wants to be successful, if they see Xbox does what they're gonna do and they disclude Netflix or the hard copies of games, and let's say GameStop and what's that, Plane Trade, like evolve and survive, they're gonna be left out in the cold, dude. And that company,
I think they're
gonna
be left in the cold anyway.
I think PS4, if they see Xbox makes money on that. Why, and they're still making tons of dough. Why wouldn't they go do the same thing the next system in like 6-7 years?
Well, I happen to know this. I don't have this written down, so don't quote me on this. But I happen to be looking into some of the stuff that both companies are patenting. And I know Xbox patented a move in which they are going to watch what most of us are watching movie downloads.
This is that whole 1984 bullshit.
And we already know that. You know, they already have this thing that says what's popular on Xbox. And they have patented some move where they get to charge a little bit more for movies that are being downloaded more. They haven't implemented yet. That would be a very bad move.
All right, but
that's the model that they're following.
That would be a bad.
It's like, oh, you're enjoying this? Pay us.
Right. All right, let's just say, though.
We're Microsoft. We don't have enough money
yet. But just picture this. Let's just say that you know, they have all the downloadable games. Like, just how Netflix brought, like Arrested Development came back this week, right?
Right.
Let's say a great game that you, like, one of the retro games we keep talking about, that were dead. They have it on, you know, they have it on Gamefly, on, you know, on an app on Xbox Live. They see how many people play it. They're like, let's re-fucking revive it.
Hit that Kickstarter up?
Yeah. Not even a Kickstarter. And you can see how many downloads.
That's why I love this podcast. Because on the left of me, I have Giant Shock, who is an optimist. On the right of me, I have Max Barracuda, who is a total pessimist. And I am an opportunist. I jump on either side.
Whatever sounds better.
It's good, man. I mean, like, that's a very optimistic view. I really wasn't looking at that.
Like, yo, Earthworm Jim is dead right now, right? Like, how many?
HD revival like years ago.
Whatever. It seems,
it's not a new game.
Yeah.
It's not a new game.
Like, let's say they have like how many like downloads of the game, and people are playing it. They're like, maybe we should bring back Earthworm Jim with a full new game. Okay. Like, that'd be cool.
I wouldn't hold your breath though.
No, but I could see that happening.
Why, instead of making original titles,
who
that
doesn't say like, oh, I like Earthworm Jim.
Yeah, but people,
well, there's a difference between reminiscing and an actual, hey, people are downloading this old school game.
No one, they judge things on
sales.
Put
where your mouth is kind of thing.
I can see that.
All right. I'm fine with that.
And they release it, like, just like the rest of the development, they release it if you buy the Gamefly service on Xbox or PS3, you get to play the exclusive title. Yeah, Earthworm Jim,
exclusive titles to Gamefly. You know what? That's not a bad move, too.
It's a good idea.
We need to get you in the
mail room
at Gamefly.
That's the problem.
You'll move up.
Bloody likely.
I don't find
not
likely.
Bloody likely. I'll be peppering the rest of the podcast with British words.
Please do. It adds a little class to the procedure.
You got to know what a crumpet is to understand.
Lads, calm down. We're going to move on.
Lads.
All right. Those are all the rumors, substantiated or not. And let's get down into the meat and potatoes of it. I wish I had another clip.
I thought we were into meat,
like,
and potatoes.
No, that was rumors. That's not
meat and potatoes.
Like, the third time we're talking about meat and potatoes.
No, brother, that's just the chips with the fish.
Fish
that's
and chips.
That's not the bangers and mash, homie. That's, come on, dude.
It's eating crumpets, yeah.
Right.
Ah, you wanker.
All right, so here's the big one right now is the rumors are done. Let's get down to the press conference regularly. First off, I'd like to discuss the name. You guys have two systems out, and you decided to name your third system what I call your first system. What
the name
fuck?
Is
fuck?
Xbox Original.
I see what they're going for, where it's like your one-stop entertainment.
Yeah, the
system.
Ultimate all-in-one
but
system.
What a bad name. Okay, well, let's go through it.
It's better than 360.
720 was one.
No.
People were already calling it 720.
Infinity.
People already kept calling it the Infinite. The one?
No,
the fucking Neo? It's
first
terrible.
First off, when people get confused, and this happens more than you think, when people go, hey, what was Halo 2 on? My initial response, oh, it's on Xbox One.
Yeah, exactly.
Xbox Original.
Do you say Xbox Original?
Yeah.
Sometimes I say the original Xbox, but most of the time I say Xbox One. This is just going to lead to hordes and hordes.
No, because PS3 does like the 1, 2, 3.
Here's what cracks me up about it. Is everyone's laughing about Wii U and how terrible the name is. And like Microsoft.
Who cares about the name?
Because they're going, oh, Wii U, what a terrible name.
No,
what
I think everyone just thinks
what
it's
a
terrible system.
Name. It sounds like an add-on to the Wii. It doesn't sound like an actual system. And then they're like, but oh, we'll do much better.
Bro.
Xbox One.
The thing is, it's not an add-on to the Wii U.
Well, you know what?
But that's
exactly
my point.
Hey. I was confused when the Xbox or when the
Look, how,
when
how
the Wii U
was,
came out.
Yeah, but
I thought it was an add-on controller.
Yo, but Bill Gates, he's not good at naming systems. Like, even the 360.
Bill Gates has nothing to do with the Xbox.
Well, he owns the Xbox. He has
Dude,
everything
he's
to do
not
with.
Naming.
He's
them.
Busy doing charity work in Darfur. You know.
Well, anyway, just so you guys know, Larry Herbig addressed the issue. He said that the and I quote again, the 720 was just something the community created. You guys,
but even the 360.
Once again, the community got a better idea than them.
Yeah, why wouldn't you go with
720? Was a stupid name too, dude. 360 was a dumb name. It just leads you. It's right back where we started.
Yeah, but what do you say you're playing? Nobody goes like, "Oh, I'm playing Xbox." There you go. I'm playing 360. I got it from my 360.
He's right.
I mean, who cares?
I got it from my one. What?
Did you think the one's a stupid name?
It is. I'm not
it's
saying,
stupid.
But so is the 360 and the 720.
720 at least rolls off the tongue and is distinctive.
I was digging the Infinity, by the way.
Anyone didn't even else? Be cool because they had the cool symbol and everything. The little thing.
I was into it.
Both, I mean, stay away from the Durango. I didn't like that was their code name for it.
The Durango?
Yeah, that's a shitty fucking Dodge.
Yeah, the developer kit was called the
and
the
an Durango. Okay movie at best.
A decent car, but it Xbox One, just, it doesn't have anything behind it.
I mean, it's trivial at this point. That's what their name is.
It's
the
name of a system. Like, I could care less. I love Dreamcast, and that was a fucking terrible name for a system.
It's still, it has some rhythm to it. Mm-hmm. You know what you're referring to.
Only because it makes me smile, because I remember how awesome it was.
All right, well let's...
I hated Saturn. Saturn was an awful name.
Let's hit up what exactly they're whoring out, which I think we all know by the...
TV?
The TV.
TV?
TV?
Nothing but TV?
They want to talk about the TV?
I want to know how they're going
to... Do you guys know this thing's playing TV?
I know... That E3's on its way. We're going to get some games. But how do you gloss over everything?
Well, because you're really... I mean, now it's not just a game system. It's like...
I just want a game system. I have a TV. I have a cable box. I have a DVR.
Yeah, but you sound like old Biddy. What if you get that into one box?
Who the fuck gives a shit?
I'm excited about it.
One box that's going to react to what I'm saying?
I'm excited about it just to the fact that it did switch over pretty fast. And Matt, God knows, I think checking out what's going on ABC Family's Harry Potter weekend while I'm blasting through
Max
some zombies.
Did you
hear the by the way, the thing about the press conference of people who are watching it on their Xboxes with Kinect involved?
No.
I did hear about that from you, though.
I told you over the phone. Right. But people watching it who had a Kinect hooked up with their Xbox, every time they go, Xbox, turn off, their actual Xbox turned off through watching it just from the speakers.
Well,
that's the bullshit.
I think that you're real bummed, Max, is because you're going to be like hating on the stuff you hate on, and eventually Xbox One's going to be like, "Give it a rest, Pete." Like,
because they don't give a shit with the community.
Hopefully, it's not too smart. You're like, this guy hates me.
It's like, and then you'd be like, "It's not that good, bro."
I'm not hating on the system. I'm hating on this press conference where they gave us nothing.
You know what it was? They just wanted to like yell out there and have a press conference.
Of course, but there was nothing positive. It was everything that through weeks and weeks of doing this show that
disagree.
The three of us have said, I don't want to see that. I wouldn't care for that. They put it all in.
I got to disagree with that. The TV thing, the switching back and forth for TV.
The HDMI bypass?
It kind of does it for me.
What's the HDMI bypass?
Oh, you know now some people actually have to switch the HDMI from their cable box or whatever. They like most of us hit the TV remote.
You have
and
to switch your function
down,
on your TV.
Yeah,
they call it the HDMI bypass. You just put the HDMI from your cable box into that, and you go, "Hey, Xbox TV," and immediately it was very fast.
But
turns on the TV, and you control your TV
now.
Here's the thing: like, I was watching TV the other day. Did it switch back?
You have to say the Xbox.
Here's the thing, though, that makes me the slightest bit nervous is during the demonstration they showed a sports game, and I don't remember the sports game because I hate sports, but. It wasn't a game.
Enough, Peter. Give it.
It wasn't a game that was airing even at the time. So they obviously had it preloaded to change. I just hope they didn't exaggerate anything about how quick.
Well,
it was.
I'll get into that with the Kinect review for it. But with the TV, they had some really cool ideas for the fact that they did advance the TV a little bit. Giant Shock, I know you'll really be into this. For example, they were watching a basketball game, and they will link your fantasy. Your fantasy thing. So when LeBron, for example, scores a point, it'll show up. LeBron is this on your fantasy draft now.
I mean, that would change Sunday football. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, it's cool for sports lovers. Of course, me and Max are excluded.
Okay, let's just say, I don't know how in depth it is, but it is a DVR too, right? And let's just say instead of everyone here has had rewind syndrome,
mm-hmm.
where it's like I overpassed it, I overshot it. What if you were just like. Xbox, fast forward 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
They didn't show it. I seriously doubt they're going to do that. What they did do that they had a split screen that you could go to where you can watch TV or make a video phone call games.
It is a DVR, right? So everything's voice commanded. Like it would be cool. I'm not saying this is in it or anything, but it'd be cool if like you're fast forwarding. You imagine commercials usually like 3.5 to 4.5 minutes. It's just like Xbox, fast forward 4 minutes. Or like, you just saw something. You're like, bro, Xbox, rewind 10 seconds. Like,
they're not going to let you fast forward through live TV.
Why not? It's a DVR.
If
that's
you DVR'd it, then you can. I don't think they're going to do times.
No, not fast. You can't fast forward through live TV. I'm talking about like...
Right. I get what you're saying.
You DVR'd something.
I doubt they're going to let you just say Xbox, skip those commercials.
No, I'm not saying skip commercials, but instead of just hitting the fast-forward button a couple times.
Also, I don't recall anything about... they said you can record games,
the DVR,
which everybody naturally assumes means you can record TV.
But I mean, I got it right here. The DVR is mainly about recording gameplay.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everyone assumes you can do TV. Well, I assume also.
Which, again, that's another thing I could... I understand multiplayer gamers would enjoy
that. No, there's a lot of internet gamers that love putting their stuff
up. A lot of players will enjoy that. Not necessarily for me, but I think
it's like
cool.
I like doing it for Halo. Yeah, I can name a couple guys.
I watch videos all the time.
Yeah, but I know you're not like... a huge YouTube guy, but that makes it so much easier.
No, I watch YouTube videos constantly.
No, I'm talking about putting your own things up there.
Oh, yeah.
But how much, like, let's say you just played Skyrim, right? You can make your own little Skyrim video really easy, like record, stop, and then all of a sudden you put it to like a little bit of music, and then all of a sudden you have your own little video, and it's kind of like your own experience.
They didn't mention anything about an editor.
No, nothing about an editor.
None of that's there.
It's a game.
What is there is...
Oh, wait. I got it here. Videos can be edited with built-in video editing tools and shared with friends through the Xbox Live service.
Very cool.
Not necessarily a YouTube, but I'm sure there's a way.
Now, they can split-screen it between the TV and the there's four different things that you can kind of split screen at this point that we're talking about that this thing's capable of. You can do the phone calls, the video phone calls, which is nice. You can do the...
Oh, you use Skype?
Yep. Skype's in it.
Skype's
a big portion of it. There's the gaming, of course. There's the TV. And there's also the internet where you can Bing on it. I can see some of these mixtures being pretty cool. Like, for example, if I'm playing Injustice on the top half... And, for example, on my Bing, I have massive combos binged underneath, like on the internet. That's cool.
Any game, really. Like, you're playing Assassin's
Creed.
You're like,
walkthrough.
Where is this flag?
You can do that. I don't know. I mean, that's going to be cool. I'm thinking more of the lines of this thing.
So it does have Windows?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, not...
Well, not the... It's got a search
Xbox
engine.
OS.
It's got internet.
It's based off Windows. It's the Xbox operating system. It's not Windows 8 or anything like that.
It's not Windows, but you can search the internet. The other cool thing that I was thinking of as far as the teleconferencing, I think it could really do what the Wii intended to do in the first place with the boxing versus each other, where I could actually see who I'm boxing. Maybe even bring it into like maybe a physical training in which... There's actual a real life physical trainer instead of these fake knockoff UFC dudes.
Can we dip into some of this, or do you want to wait for the Kinect stuff? Because some of the stuff they're talking about is equally freaky and interesting.
We do. Well, I mean, I do have a Kinect section.
I'll wait.
I think in general,
I was just kind of discussing the new things that they really hoard out, which was the TV, the Bing,
I think in general,
Skype.
With just technology the way it is, and everything is like so involved with the internet, like. Last time was the graphics and the HD and the fact that they bring internet into the games.
Yeah.
Now the internet has been around for 7 or 8 years. It's like they're really going to try to institute it, and it's like almost on the verge of invading your privacy just because they want to have it so like linked into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Like some people might think it's awesome.
I made one observation that I haven't seen on the internet, so you guys are hearing it first here. They showed this remote control for your TV where you do need the remote a little bit, but they said you could use your smartphone. The guy was using a Windows phone. I need to know if they're going to let me use my Apple or if they're going to render 6.4 million TVs unusable.
Well, Apple has nothing to do with...
Are they going to have an app for my iPhone so that I can use it, or do I have to? Are they expecting me to go buy a Microsoft operating system?
I know you guys are making fun of me for being curmudgeon-y about it, but...
Curmudgeon-y.
Is it necessary?
What, the remote?
Are we so lazy we need to use our phones as remotes?
No.
It'd be cool.
No, it's stupid. I got to load up an app.
Loading up an app is different than the... Yeah, right.
It would be cool.
If they have a remote coming with the Xbox One that I can buy for like $25, I'll just buy it.
It's equally fine. Remotes are fine.
Like, all right, you're just a different like type of gamer than I. I'm a gamer where like
we're not even talking games.
Well, no, but just like hear me out for a second.
That's the thing, they haven't even gone into games.
Well, just give me a second. Like, I have like 1,000 different remotes. I have like I have a Blu-ray surround sound. I have all the shit hooked up into one TV. You know, you got a pretty basic setup because that's what you like. I would like it if I could just pop out my phone instead of finding every fucking remote I have.
I guarantee you. I mean, I got like 5 remotes at home, and I could just. Tap, 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 tap. Hit the buttons.
done.
I hate saying it, but I got I got kids. They hide their remotes and stuff. I constantly have my phone on me.
My phone's in my pocket.
Yeah, my phone's in my pocket or it's in my hand. Really?
Yeah. I'm always
the further we get from just having to move, I just don't.
It's not having to move. Like, I don't mind getting the remotes. It's just that I have 1,000 of them. So like, if one remote just annihilated all the other remotes,
my
it
car
would be awesome.
Radio, my car radio came with a remote. Why they thought I needed that? I mean, that's
I know,
totally
I've
ridiculous.
Got a fucking remote for my iPod. I
you
just don't use that remote.
You got Tyrannosaurus Rex arms or something like that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess people in the back seat wanted to hurt me or something. But I'm not into it. All right, so anyway, we're going to move on to the next thing that they were really whoring out.
The X thing.
The X factor. And that is the Kinects. The Kinects will not only be making a reappearance, but apparently it's going to be a focus point on the new system.
Look, the old Kinects was
because it did so good the first time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Just like before, here's my deal with it. Before, with the original Kinects press conference, it all looked great on this huge sound stage with this... With the Price is Right on mute in the background and Drew Carey doing his thing. And it did this time around, it did nothing to reassure us that don't live in like cavernous warehouses that are like dead silent, that this thing's gonna work.
Well, here's what freaks me out about the Kinect is it's so accurate now, or so they claim. It could read multiple people at once. It could tell your heart rate.
The new one?
It could read your skin color. If you're flush, it knows you're flush. Like, so if you're doing an exercise game, it could track your exercise stuff. And where that's cool.
What are they pumping into you? You know, at that point, what kind of radio?
I think it just
wave?
Beefed it up, like as far as the sensitivity to it.
Yeah, it reads everything about you.
Because right, you know, well, the Kinects,
if you're
the,
mildly aroused at something,
the
it's
old
know.
The Kinects with the Xbox was, I felt like kind of a 32X, like Sega was, where it was just something to give the Xbox and do some bells and whistles and sell some more Xboxes for the last year and a half, 18 right. months.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, it was so critically shit. I'm not even gonna say critically. I'm getting too in depth. It sucked. It sucked. It sucks now. And what they really needed to do during the press conference is they needed to address a couple things. They needed to tell me what kind of distance I need in my living room now. Mm-hmm. Because I needed a giant slip and slides worth of
distance. You could have a coffee table in front of your...
You can't live in an apartment and enjoy it. You live in a house, right?
I live in a house now. I have a coffee table in front of my TV. Like, I would have to move the fucking coffee table out of the way.
I'm assuming they're still going to have to do that, but still, I need like like 3 or 4 feet, fellas. I can't have 8-9 feet in front of my Xbox. Nobody has that.
I do guess, though, moving that coffee table is going to make up for you having to look for the remotes physically.
I mean, it's not even that. It's just that, like, they should take into consideration that maybe it should show you from the waist up, like, just
in some games. Well, here are a couple other ones I have. I don't know if you know, Billy G knows this, but most of us have these things called couches, and my Xbox would not read me in front of my goddamn couch.
Right. They don't care.
It's not they don't care. Like, look.
It would not read me from the waist down.
Oh, my goodness.
I just got so mad I threw my
I don't throw your laptop at
But Max, I don't think it's the fact that they don't care. Look, there's some people
they're
that,
making unnecessary, nonsensical.
I'm sure before.
No. I honestly think that they believe in this thing.
No, it's like how many monkeys had to die before we got to Mars, the moon? I mean, you know, like
right, but
you
I didn't
make
have
some
to,
mistakes.
So we're the monkeys.
I didn't have to pay for those monkeys. Why do I have to pay for all the monkeys?
You don't have to pay. You could have just skipped it until they got it right.
I'm a guy who likes to sit down on my fucking couch, put in a game, and not have to worry about it. Play for an hour, call it a day.
I love innovation, though.
I'm into innovation.
I'm into innovation, too, but this is an innovation.
With that attitude, we'd still be playing 16-bit games alone.
Right. You're not into
okay,
innovation.
I'm cool with
right,
that.
Right, you're not into innovation.
I'm into innovation. This is unnecessary. I want to see better games. I want to see
if the Kinects,
on my game
if
system.
The Kinect works the way it was supposed to, I'm into it. But another thing that
you were really about it when you first.
I was. The other thing I got to say about the Kinects that I really need to see is I needed to distinguish my voice from other people. If I'm having a party or something, I don't want my Xbox to just be useless.
It should be a pitch sensitive, like where you should train it to. It has to be trained to your voice.
I hope it is.
That goes back to my thing about the guy on the press conference shutting off people's Xboxes just by saying a few words.
Well, that's the oldest.
That's the old one. one. We need to see the new one, but I'd like still, to see that.
He's using the new one, and it's effective. And
he didn't shut off his Xbox.
No, he did.
That's why he showed it.
But he said it. That's what I'm saying. Like,
all right.
I'm saying, like, it wasn't people, like, you know, at home yelling into a computer and shut off his Xbox. He shut off everyone else's Xbox because the old technology didn't work that well.
I'm just saying this is going to become a thing online, like when the Wii was first announced, where it became kind of popular to throw pictures online about what you threw your Wiimote into, like cracking the screen.
I mean, the Wii had big problems.
That's going to be a much more boring meme, just showing. I'm just saying.
You know, the Wii's problem was their innovation was, it's like you have to buy a ton of plastic and just have all this bullshit around. Like, I like Rock Band the game, but the problem is it's too much shit to have too everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have all that stuff.
That's why I never got Rock Band. That's why this leached.
I got it, but at least there was some substance to hit. Even with the Wii, just the fake hits were not doing it for me. But anyway, I needed to distinguish my voice because right now, like I said, they had the Prices Right on in the press conference, but it was on balls ass silent. I mean, like, if that's a term, balls ass silent.
Balls to ass.
Right between your balls.
Wearing those hipster jeans where your balls touch your ass.
They had it. Grendel Silent
Canyon.
Yeah, Grendel Silent. Yeah, but I needed to be able to pick out my voice because as of now, it would be fine changing it to TV because I would pause the game, obviously. But changing it from TV back, I see it being a big issue where it's just going to be a pain in the ass. I'm probably going to end up turning off my Xbox and turning it back on because if I'm listening to TV on any other volume, and this is just something I just thought of, by the way, I'd also like to be able to differentiate between the volume of my game and the volume of my Xbox TV, because I can see switching back and forth having some issues with that.
Well,
I'm not. I
love innovation, and I love the fact that they're even thinking like this. Cause
me too. I like it too.
But you know, I think something's going to work real well. Some things are the unforeseen problems going to occur.
Here's my problem, and this I just got to make this clear. My problem isn't with the innovation; it's the fact that it's mandatory innovation. It's fine if you want to do the Kinect thing.
Innovation
you
is
want
mandatory.
It to be innovative with the Kinect, that's fine.
Were you mad, were you mad at the Wii, though, for doing that?
Mad at Nintendo for doing that.
A little bit. Yeah. But at least Nintendo gave you the option for most of their games to turn its control on the sideways and play old school.
But even so, their graphics then were just garbage. Their games weren't there. Like,
yeah, but at least they were focused on games.
Well, also, Xbox doesn't have...
What I'm saying is, it's fine if you want to do this Kinect thing and you want to have it always on and you want to, like, if you want to have the voice command, what if I want to opt out? I don't have a choice on this. I got this
thing.
You
could buy a PS4.
I got this thing. Who's to say they're going to be any different? But I got this thing
watching me constantly.
I got to have it on at all times. I got to check in every 24 hours to keep my account active. I just want to opt out because I just want to play games. I don't want gaming to become a responsibility.
It does really feel like they're kind of putting themselves up on a pedestal, like, you guys will do
exactly
this.
That's what I'm saying. It's Xbox One.
A little bit.
What if you don't have to check in every 24 hours? What if it just checks in?
No, you do.
No, because people go on vacation.
They've already said you have to check in.
You know what? I owned a Zune, and me and like three other people had to check in constantly with the Zune.
Yeah, but you liked it.
I did. I had the Zune Pass, and I had unlimited music, but you do have to check in. And occasionally, I'd be driving along, and all of a sudden, it's like 7 o'clock. Oh, you didn't check in. Your music is no longer
available. But you did prefer the Zune over the iPod.
Well, because they gave me unlimited music.
But the function he's talking about, the mandatory function that you want no part of, that most people, given the option,
would opt out every 24 hours anyway. Although, I'm with Pete with the fact that I don't like it. It's not going to affect me.
It's like them saying, hey, we're giving you responsibility here, even if you don't want it. Hey, that thing that's supposed to just be fun in your life, now you got
to
work.
But even so, they're not saying you absolutely have to game within 24 hours. You're watching TV also, and it's automatic.
I will disappear from my home for 48 hours at a time. I do a lot of projects all over the place.
But they didn't say what the consequence was. The consequence could be nothing.
Well, that remains to be seen. That's a good point.
Like, if the consequence is they send a bullet to your fucking thing and your hard drive's erased,
it's not
going to
happen.
That's not going to be it. But I still got to have this thing fucking staring at my living room.
I assume the consequence, I have this voice activated shit
that I don't plan on ever fucking using.
I'm going to assume that the consequence is that the game's going to be rendered useless until you sign back on. But I mean, all of us are. It's going to automatically sign on the Wi-Fi. But if you did happen to run it out to the middle of the woods and try and play it off a generator, it's not going to work. Which is really not going to come up that much. I don't care for it.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's the problem with where they have that stupid little, a release of it is that they didn't really say anything about it. A lot of it's still just hearsay.
That's why, I just want to make a point here. I'm only going off what we
right.
know.
And one more thing about the Canucks before we give this rest. One more thing I need to see is I needed to pick up tighter and smaller movements. I needed to pick up faster movements.
It said you wouldn't pick up your child when she was trying to play the kids game.
It doesn't pick me up half the time. I mean, like, I'm tired of moving around like the Scarecrow from the Wizard of Oz with these big, stupid, silly movements. Like,
it's not smooth at all. Like.
No, I was playing my nephew in Sonic Snowboarder or whatever it's called, and it's a lot like, for people who don't know it, it's a lot like the Mario Kart games where you're snowboarding, you go back and forth, you jump and whatever, and, he was getting tired of it because he's not used to jumping so much. So but that's not their fault. But you do different movements, like you shake up a soda can and spray it at someone, or you throw a rocket. And I was pretty into the game. And when I was throwing a rocket, it just wouldn't register because I was throwing it kind of like a baseball pitch, like fast. And I really just had to slow it down. I really didn't like it.
You bring up a valid point. Like, name one Kinect game
that was tight
that you're a fan of.
Yeah, but that's the same thing with the U. I remember when I first got the Wii, I was pitching a baseball like a pitch a baseball, but they did the same thing if I just was like slowly did it.
Right.
Well, so it kind of took a lot of the fun off for me.
We eventually got around to the Wii Motion Plus, which was a huge leap. Just play The Last Zelda, where it registers every little motion.
But again, Zelda's not that it had problems registering my motion, but the speed didn't really matter.
That they said they fixed in this.
Yeah?
I heard that.
In the Kinects, in the new Kinect. Faster? Yeah, I heard it too, but I need to see it.
That, like, certain things, like how fast.
Because, I mean,
let's say you're playing a boxing game, the speed of your punch will be registered.
Because I'm saying, like,
if they have an intelligent person on their staff, they're going to have these things in the Xbox stores, in the Microsoft stores, in Best Buys, on display to let me see how this Kinect's going to work a month, 2 months before this. I'm going to buy it because, honestly, I might. I mean, like, I never hold off on systems anymore because that comes from when I was a kid and I had to hold off.
Yeah.
So I love jumping on them. I might until I see how this Kinect works.
Like the weight, actually.
Well, with Zelda, you know, like, it didn't really matter how fast you move. It wasn't like you were exactly fighting Inigo Montoya. Like, you know.
But
like,
my point is you're registering. Yeah, it had pre-made animations for each swing. But
I need that game, by the way, on Wii. I have news for you. I'm not right-handed.
Me either.
But it registered how you were holding the remote as a sword. Like, you could parry, you could hold it straight, you could swing overhand, sideways.
You're holding it gangster style for people who can't see. He's got it to the side.
Oh, to the side, like if you're blocking.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it didn't register your speed. I heard this Kinect will actually pick up your speed.
Yeah, I heard that too. But
man, it'll also tell if you're tired and if you're a white guy and how big your dick is.
I'm in luck. I swing a big sword, if you know what I'm saying. All right, anyway, we're moving on. The controller. Everybody saw the controller. It's sleeker. It's a little thinner, a little longer.
See, I think they had the controller perfect. PlayStation had the
controller
perfect.
Like they even got a little better. They made it a little longer, a little more substantial. It's almost like it was cute before, and now it's just sexy. Well, it's just like sleek and like it's more substantial.
Here's what I heard that I actually kind of dig is, you know, normally the battery pack goes on the back of the controller.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they moved it, and I'm not sure if it's
top
or bottom.
Right?
Yeah, I think it's the bottom.
I heard the bottom.
If you actually just put an Xbox controller and balance it in your hands, it falls because it's back heavy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now if you're just kind of dicking around, it's not going to fall. Not exactly an innovation that's groundbreaking, but kind of just a wise little thing.
I mean, I never had a controller just fall out of my hands like, hey,
they streamlined
it. It's actually a top-heavy controller because the thing's in the back. So.
It just looks more substantial. Like when PS2 went to the PS3 controller, it was just a little tighter.
I'm not trying to start a fight with Max here, but like just the stuff that we're like about are so different. It's like the control's a little more balanced, and you're like.
Right.
Like, you're really, you seem kind of about it. You're like, yeah, control's balanced.
All right.
I'm just saying,
I just think it's a smart little idea.
It does look better. The buttons look a little harder. I understand what Giant Shock's saying.
The control was pretty much, that and the PS3 control, they should never have changed. Actually, Was it,
yeah, they're going to release this new control, and you're going to be like, oh, that's the best control. And then they should never change that by the next
one. No, the new One controller does look a little better.
I mean, it kind of resembles the original Xbox. I'm sorry. Yeah, got to use
well,
the
that one was
original
huge.
Xbox controller.
That one was
no,
huge.
No, it's,
no, no, no.
It's
when
smaller.
They, after they shrunk it.
It wasn't the same thing as kind of the new one?
Remember the
not
first
the keyboard
Xbox
that
controller?
No, I'm saying like even when they shrunk it down, it wasn't like almost the same thing, except without the white and black button?
I think it was slightly smaller than the 360.
Yeah, I mean, Rise, look at the picture I got here. Does that not look like an original Xbox control over a 360 control?
It does.
Not the
it
one
does.
That got, felt like you're got, holding a dictionary.
No, I know
it
that.
Looks like the 360
changed,
with shoulder pads.
They changed it like about a year or two, maybe a year, 18 months into the system, and they made it like a lot smaller. It was almost just like the 360 control, except it had like two like
yeah,
memory card ports.
Yeah, they don't the mm-hmm. red and white button, red and black buttons, rather.
It was a little pointier, like too, on the end.
It was a little more. It was
side
a
note.
Pointier,
it was
yeah.
a little more Madonna in the 80s.
Yeah, she's gross.
All right. Anyway, that was just a little bit of the controller. I said that they were maybe hinting at it in the GTA 5, and no, it doesn't look anything like that.
No, right? I wouldn't know.
Now, just watching this, I know we already went over the Sony unveil, but I could not help but kind of pit the two against each other, two unveils. So I wanted to ask you guys this instead of the debate, because we're not doing the debate. It's kind of a debate that you guys are judging on the two of them. I'm going to throw up little examples. You'll see how this goes. Anyway, who do you think did, well, first off, the controller better, the new controller?
Well, the one that you showed us, was that the final one?
On the Sony?
It did have the little,
yes,
the little,
yes.
The little
touchpad on top. Yeah.
Then Sony won it right there with the touchpad for me.
Me too.
I don't know if that's going to make. I want to see it in action. That's the whole thing.
I think the touchpad is going to do it. For those of you who don't know it, Sony came out with basically the same controller, but right where what I want to say is the forehead of the controller, right above the start and select button.
Good description.
They have a touchpad almost like a
it's
you
like
would
a
find on a laptop.
Like a 1x2 little
uh-huh.
thing.
I call it
now,
the,
I mean,
I
we're so
it,
used to laptops, it's going to flow.
It's cool. It's cool. I like it. I like where their head's at. But I want to see it in action because, like, the PlayStation Vita
I think
has a touchpad in the back.
I think it's the only thing that would no.
Kind of
well, that's not going to do anything.
It's kind of rendered useless. Nobody likes it.
But I think
I
that the
sure
touchpad on the front is going to bring some of these games that were not
well, I don't
readily accessible with the consoles. For example, like the Command and Conquer type games, where I really don't like using
some
my
sort
joy
of Mac,
but,
not Mac
yeah.
mouse.
No, you see,
situation.
Like I'm not even
Heroes
thinking.
Of Might Magic. Is another giant one for me on computer that
I'm not even thinking of games
short.
Like that. I'm just thinking of like if you've ever been into the PlayStation 3 menu, you have to like you know there's different rows and then you have to go up top to switch like categories, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead make it like kind of like Windows where it's you use your little mouse to
scroll
just
around
pick
well, even,
what you want to get.
Even with the internet scrolling, I think the PlayStation 4 is going to have a huge advantage with the fact that they're going to have this mouse pad on their
yeah,
controller.
I got to reiterate, I need to see it in action, though. It's great in theory.
I mean,
it's phenomenal in theory.
I think we understand it.
But, I mean, when they did that, like I said, with the Vita, I know everyone's like, whatever with the Vita, but they already tried it and it failed. So I want to see.
Well, that's because the Vita itself is kind of a lame idea.
It doesn't matter.
The Vita wasn't going to stand on its own by
the Vita's
know,
not,
without
it. It's a solid system. It's just not worth
I
it.
I have a cell phone. I don't carry systems around.
There you go.
I don't
so,
carry around the DS
well,
anymore.
So
I have it by
just
my bedstand.
By that merit, now your argument is like you wouldn't even try the Vita. But you're willing to try a PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
What if it works in the same capacity that it's just kind of useless and just
but I'm not carrying it around. If I want to go on the internet on either system, the PlayStation's going to have a huge advantage
well,
to
I,
me going, Xbox, please Bing this. Please choose the second
yeah,
paragraph.
If you had to pick one of the two, PlayStation.
Right, the
solid.
Controller. That,
I think
well,
the
that,
controller
that
is just better.
Yeah,
I think it was very
I even like
a lot
the,
more
the PlayStation
innovative.
3 controller better.
That's innovation I can get behind. Because that's you don't necessarily have to use that thing.
Yeah.
But if it works and people like it. It's
well, I in general, I think the PS3 has a better controller. I just like that one
Xbox
better.
2 back heavy for you?
No, I just I've been using the same
keep
controller.
Keep sliding out of the front of your hand.
No, I just the PlayStation 3 controller. I'm sorry, it's basically the same thing, just a little heavier from the original PlayStation controller, which I thought was the best controller at the time. And
mm-hmm.
They never changed it really. They made it a little heavier with the DualShock shit, but I thought it was perfect from day one. Never had to change it.
They actually, like I said, they made it a little more substantial. I felt that it was a little less cheesy with the buttons and stuff. The buttons felt a little more precise on the Xbox.
Well, yeah, a little heavier made it look all the difference.
That's a thing with the Xbox control that I found cool. Do you have the resistance on the triggers?
Yeah.
When you're like playing, let's say, Call of Duty, you know, you shoot via the trigger buttons in the back. Mm-hmm. If you're using a handgun, pop, 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 that's fine. If you're using like a heavy minigun or something, it actually gives resistance to the trigger button.
That's actually really cool.
I like that. Because that feels like you actually have to like give it a little like just to get it to shoot.
That sounds awesome.
But again, are they catering? And we'll get into this in the next section of who did it better. But are they catering just to Call of Duty with that?
No, but what's one of the biggest genres?
Like, I know that their light gun games are pretty much dead, but it would be cool that if you turn your controller sideways, there was a trigger on the inside that you could pop open and play like Lethal Enforcers. It would be kind of cool.
Now you're getting into like dream like wish list here.
Yeah, I don't want a Transformer controller. Yeah. I'd rather just buy it.
Hang on a second. Optimus controller is not quite there yet. Right. But like, let's say you're playing Gears and like you really got to give it a good rev to get that chainsaw going.
I would like a rev to begin with.
How cool. Like even if you just had to like really squeeze the button, like give it a little extra force. That's immersive. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
But to tell you the truth, I game enough where I feel a little carpal tunnel every once in a while anyway. I mean, like, sometimes
I think I would break the controller after, like, if it kept giving you resistance, I'm sure that would have to wear down after a while.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm still going to give it to the Sony for the innovation of the controller.
I do like trackpad.
Like, yeah. Is that the thing that's separating it for you?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's a cool feature, like Pete said, with the resistance triggers, but in general, I think for the whole system, I think the little mouse pad would be cooler.
I'm maintaining mine with, I'm a bigger fan of the PlayStation idea, but I need to see it in action before I make a substantial.
I'm going to give it to PlayStation, unfortunately. I'm also going to ask the games, the little games that they showed, which one did it better?
Wait, it plays games?
Yeah.
Both of them play games?
Just so you guys know, in the presentation, I actually have the minute. It was 52 minutes into the Xbox presentation until they mentioned a game.
Wait, so they both play Call of Duty, we know that much, but that's about it, right?
Well, the thing about the PS, the reason I'm giving the games as far as the presentation to PS also, keeping in mind that I'm predominantly an Xbox player, but I, again, giving it to PS, is that they showed some exclusives. They showed the Infamous, which looks great.
Did Xbox have any exclusives?
That they showed?
I have a list of titles in front of me for Xbox One. Not one of them is an exclusive.
No.
Assassin's Creed, Battlefield 4, Call of Duty.
And they already have, Madden, Call of Duty NBA comes Live, out a little before Speed, on Xbox.
UFC,
if that matters.
Watch Dogs. Not one of these games is an Xbox exclusive.
Well, realistically, their exclusives aren't as good as PlayStation anyway.
But they should have something.
They should have had that.
They have the system itself.
Why would they bang
Destiny.
Out Halo?
They need Destiny. Bungie
just put out a Halo.
They need Bungie Destiny.
No, they don't. But Halo's one of the
most. And Bungie didn't
games.
Come out with the new Halo.
Halo's
that
one
wasn't
most,
Bungie.
Dude,
to you, but there's a community that loves
Halo.
Yeah,
but Halo could be easily replaced by Call of
they
Duty.
Need
Dust,
why would
Destiny.
They crank out the last Gears of War, which was inconsequential to Gears of War, instead of putting it to a new system?
Guys, they need Destiny to come out.
I'm with you. I agree
when
with
it comes
that.
Out. They also, PlayStation is already shooting out Killzone shows, clips or whatnot. And, you know, like I said before, I was very impressed with the Infamous. I got to give it to Sony just because they acknowledge the fact that they are predominantly a gaming system.
I'm with you on that. I'm with Sony. Oh, wait. Destiny is on the list for Xbox. I don't know if it's an exclusive. It doesn't say, but it's Bungie.
It will be.
So assuming so.
It will be.
Bungie.
Of course.
I think that's Bungie's first game on PS3.
It's one of the few games here, by the way.
Isn't Bungie one of the first game to ever not be on Xbox?
Well,
I'm sorry,
Destiny? They don't know that yet. They haven't set it out. But
announced.
Bungie was kind of like the Pixar-Disney relationship, where Pixar kind of like...
A partnership?
Yeah, where Pixar kind of came up with Disney and they signed a deal. That's kind of what happened with Halo.
I'm just going
to
say...
They jumped out of Halo, though, so they might be jumping out of Xbox totally.
Every game on this list has a release date, except Destiny, to be determined.
Of course.
So,
well, I'd rather them not rush release.
But my point is, we won't know. We won't know if it's an exclusive. We don't know if it's shared. We don't know anything about it. We know it as a big sphere. That's it.
Next thing. I want to know what you guys thought about the presentation in general.
It was boring.
Who had a better presentation?
Oh,
neither were very interesting. It's a presentation that they're just realistically like showing how the system works and giving you a couple of tidbits about it.
I'm going to go Xbox on this one because at least they showed what the fucking system looks like.
Yeah. You know.
All right, I'll agree with you. The fact that. But they didn't show any of the games.
No, they didn't show any games. But at least they were like, we have one.
Yeah.
It's made.
Just so you guys know, I actually give it to Sony. I actually give it to Sony because Sony addressed a lot more of what us personal gamers had a problem with.
You know what? I'm going to have to change my vote.
They addressed the fact that they were aware that it takes more time to load a game on the PS3 than it does to play it. They were totally aware that the online is harder to figure out than like a Mensa Sudoku puzzle.
All right, but these are problems that Xbox does not have, though.
Like, Xbox has problems. You know what? I needed to see them address the Kinect's problems.
They did.
And they did.
It works so much better now.
They came out with almost balls on the same presentation for the new Kinects that they did with the old one. Hey, check it out. We can talk. Hey, check it out. We can move.
That's actually very true.
You've been scorned by the Kinect.
They didn't acknowledge anything they did wrong with the Xbox.
Because they don't feel they did it wrong. They felt like the Kinect 1 was just the first step into the next level.
The PS came out and they said, hey, we had problems, but we promise gamers will do better. While the Xbox came out and said, hey, we wanna just kind of take over more shit. Hey, everybody, hooray for us.
Now, I think I went with Microsoft originally because it's been a while since we saw the PlayStation 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not go back to watch it, unfortunately. But you actually make a valid point there.
I think neither squad did a great job on their first look.
One did it great. But you know what? Xbox did nothing to appease the rumors, too, because they know goddamn well I want to know how much it costs. Xbox, they know that I think the Kinect sucks and they need to show it. And you know what? Not for nothing. I know Sony didn't do it either.
But
I wanted to hear about what their used game policy is. And I was hoping Major Nelson would throw the kid a bone.
Microsoft's whole thing, as I said before, was you don't want it.
Here's the thing. Both these things. Neither of these things were hand-on in check out our system. They both... Xbox just unveiled what it looked like,
and
PS3 just said, "Like, look, this time around, we're going to do better as far as the internet and
which is exactly what I need to hear.
Online, they've been referring to the Xbox Premiere as the dad box because it's like what a kid will bring to his dad and go, "Look, you could hook your TV up to it, and it's got the DVR and the voice thing."
What's going on with the PS3?
And I'm not hating on it, but at the same time, focus on games. I know they didn't want to come out and say, "Hey, this is our used game policy," because I think both systems are kind of leaning towards them making some jing off it. But someone's got to do it. I mean, like, they're both kind of in this, no, you do it first. No, you announce it first. No, you announce it.
Well, E3 is like battle.
It's a very involved game of chicken.
Right.
E3 in a week or two, they're going to see, they're going to unveil, like, the they're going to blow their loads, both of them. They're going to be like, this is what it's about.
Then I can't wait to do this.
It just seemed like Xbox forgot that they were a gaming system for a while.
Because they're trying not to be just a gaming system.
Well, that's a big mistake.
But they're Xbox.
Is it?
That's a big mistake. Yeah, because anyone who buys an Xbox is buying it for the game. I guarantee you. Come game day, the big day, nobody's going to the store to GameStop, which is a game store, or Best Buy in the gaming section, to buy something to run their TV off the voice.
That's not necessarily true. I remember the biggest thing I was bummed out about the Dreamcast was I heard all these rumors that it was a DVD player. And when I got home, I did have a lot of fun with the system, but I was so bummed when it wasn't a DVD player, too. Like, people want more than just a system, I think, at this point. People might want more for the system,
but essentially it's a gaming system. Yeah. If I was looking for just watching TV, I'm watching cable.
These changes are superfluous. They make no difference.
No. You know what? They could be cool, but you guys need to remember.
For 2 weeks.
I need that Mufasa cloud to roll across Bill Gates' house and just go, remember. And he just starts running balls out of Rafiki, and we're going to go really into this movie. He's going to fight whoever the president of Sony is, throw him over. The hyenas are going to get him. I love that movie. But I needed to see that. So I'm really going into this, and everybody knows I was leaning heavily towards the Xboxes. Everyone else was, and you just didn't deliver for me, Billy. You just didn't do it.
This was just an unveiling of what it looked like, really.
I don't care.
The fact that it works exclusively with Kinect, and it does a lot of TV shit.
They didn't say that much. I think a lot of people with both systems are having gripes. Sony didn't say that much, but what Sony did say
got me excited and This new
I
phone
was not
call
excited
thing
at all with that. The PS3 didn't show you anything. It was just
PS4.
Like
the games. The new games. They showed you the new games. They showed you the new controller, which is very innovative.
But okay, you saw the controller. You saw what some of the games are looking like, right? I don't really. All right, that's a gaming
system. I need to see the controller and the games.
Well, Xbox showed you the controller.
No, with Xbox
the games
right now,
yet.
It's they got us by the balls because I'm a gamer. I love fucking video games, and now it's like. All right, I got to shell $500 for a lot of, presumably $500, for a lot of features that I don't fucking want. Right, but,
well, no, no. Some of the features with Giant Shock on that, they really could be cool, especially with this fantasy draft. If they put it into other things, I mean, if I got a little flash on the bottom, you know, wherever where Fox would be like, oh, you guys like Seinfeld? How would you like this show? You know, something like that.
That's called your Netflix cues. You may
also
like.
Yeah, but Netflix
like.
Is very
not
limited
has
with
Netflix.
Shitty. Yeah, I would like
you.
Recent shows rather than just, oh, you guys might like Laverne and Shirley from like Netflix.
Well, though, excuse me, what a PS3.
Like,
I mean, like,
Xbox
I'm not trying
to. You think they're going to raise the game on that?
Yeah, I do.
We saw a couple games from PS4, right? But realistically, they had no innovation. They were just like, we're going to not – our online system is not going to suck.
Right.
Hopefully.
That's innovation.
That's not innovation. They didn't say what they're going to do to make it better.
Acknowledging it is a big step forward.
They're not cramming anything down your fucking throat.
You're acting like
this down your throat.
Yeah, you don't know what it is about yet, though. They said this is what our idea is.
Well, I'm waiting for – like I said, I'm waiting for E3.
PS3 didn't declare anything. They're just like, it's not going to blow dick. Hurrah.
That's better than like, we're watching you.
Well, no. All right, to quell both sides, PlayStation did pretty much say, hey, we made some mistakes. And it kind of feels good when somebody apologizes.
Yeah.
But
so
at
Xbox
the same,
of,
at the same time, at so the same time, just
Xbox was not being like, okay, why bother acknowledging mistakes? We're going forward. We're trying to make
a
better
hold on,
system.
Hold on. As a experienced gamer, I saw more in what I could do in my own mind with that controller than with the Kinects. I saw if Xbox would have came out and said, hey, you know what, we made a lot of mistakes with the Kinects, it's gonna be better this time, I would have felt much more reassured than, hey, you know what, you guys fucking loved the Kinects before, so we're bringing it back. And you're like, no, you know what, we didn't love the Kinects before, calm down.
I'm just psyched in the sense where, like, I PlayStation 4, I'm just expecting to be a game system. I have no idea what Xbox is ready to unveil and be like, this is what the new gaming is going
to
be about.
Well, throwing it out there, too. Did anyone see the Illuma Room? I think I showed that to you guys.
You showed it? Yeah, that's awesome.
It would be sick.
That's a cool thing.
Illuma Room, just so anyone who doesn't...
Not real?
Didn't see it. No, no, it's real. It's going to be a projector behind your TV.
That's
and you,
awesome, dude.
And the guy says, Xbox, go big, which is a Kinect command, by the way. And it projects across your room different tiny little things. Like, for example, if you're watching a horror movie and something crawled at you, it actually crawled across the floor.
It just projects the whole
like
room.
Like, if you're like in a snowy environment.
It snows
game,
in your room.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's so awesome.
That's 100%.
It was
now
super.
Add that to the trigger resistance, and I'm in the world.
It was super cool, but at the same time, it is really up to the developers to add in what's going to go in that projector, you know? I mean,
well, I think, no, it's not, I think it's up, no, I'm sorry, I don't think it's up to the developers. I think it's up to the actual hardware to work like you want it to work. Like, if it maps out your room correctly and just projects that background of the fucking
No, but the
game,
developers have to put in some time for this.
No, they
projector.
Don't. It has to do with how the hardware works, really. It's
no,
just
no, no. Well, let's put it
this
way.
It's just projecting
if,
the
if there's
game
a
on
game,
the
like, for example, a game, what's that, Snowblind or whatever that's in the snow? Predominantly in the snow planet or icy planet or whatever.
Lost planet.
If these developers just half-ass it and just make the entire game just these little snowflakes all around, then it's not going to be worth it.
No,
but
no,
if they really throw it into it, it's definitely to me
it's,
on
it's not
the developers.
Be, it's not going to be interactive. It just puts you in the world. It just puts.
It can be interactive.
It can't be interactive because it's projecting. It's not like it connects where you're touching it.
No, no. Well, for example, if you got somebody with superpowers like Cole from PlayStation, which obviously will not be on Xbox, if I, for example, I need to generate it from my body and it shoots across the living room towards the TV, I'm going to enjoy that much more than if they're just like, oh, it's raining, so let's just.
I kind of feel like you kind of want to like. You kind of feel like you want kind of want to Nick Arcade it, and I just want ambiance.
It's funny you said that. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I want to Nick Arcade it.
I don't want to Nick Arcade. It didn't look fun in the '90s. I don't want to be like. looking at my TV.
So
my
if spiders
TV
are
like,
coming at you, you don't want spiders to crawl across your living room or
no,
whatnot?
I would just like be, okay, let's say I'm playing like Pete, Resident Evil. I'm in the sewer and the tarantulas are chilling, right? And instead of just like being off screen, I can see the tarantula before it gets on my game. I could fuck with it.
But that's what I'm saying. There. That's on the developers.
Or like,
that's not,
I see pipes dripping.
The developers have to put something in for this projector.
Okay, I think we're all getting a little put in the cart way before the horse here. I don't think you're going to have interactive things in your living room. I think it's just creating an ambiance.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just down for the ambiance of it all.
Again,
you're in the snow.
All
you're
I'm
see
saying,
snow.
All
you're
I'm saying
rain,
is
you're
that
see
it
rain.
Needs.
A lightning flash.
How cool would it be to have a racing game where your TV was just your front window and then the rest of the shit was your car? Like, and you have your windows on your walls
you're
and stuff.
You're not going to see that.
But how much
cooler
would
no,
it be if the wheels
gonna,
turn?
How are they going to define it for a specific room? It's going to look ridiculous.
No, it maps what your room out.
See, what you're going to see is you're going to be driving on the screen and then you're going to see lights whipping by on either side. That's what you're going to see.
I'm fine with that, too.
This is not going to change the game as far as, like, the virtual reality we roll.
I'm not thinking about virtual reality. I'm just talking about, like, it's just projecting what's on the left, right, and back of you. Just on the left, right, and back of you.
I don't,
it's just,
I don't
it's a projector. It's, well, it's just enhancing the image.
In the commercial, you know, they showed a first-person shooter, an unnamed first-person shooter, and you're walking down the hallway, and the hallway extended to your couch.
I hope.
That's, I mean,
I'm fully on board with this.
At one point, a developer is going to take it to the next level, and it's going to be some really awesome shit that really innovates that, and then it's going to become the norm.
You
know, is what
you
I'm hoping.
You know what throws me off is 3D in movies. Because they just tack it on and it's like whatever.
Well, most of like 90% of the movies don't make it like
that's
forward.
All
that's
talking
what I mean.
About
that's what
is
I'm afraid
I don't want it to be.
Exactly. That's what I'm afraid with developers, as you were saying.
It would be really cool if, for example, a guy had, like, if I shot a fireball from IU and it started at my couch.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to see that at all.
I don't mean an HD fireball, but just
I don't mean
the
any
wisp
fireball. You're not going to see, like, a fireball
I think
go
we
from
are.
The ground.
I think we are. I think some developer is going
to
take it that
I think
level.
It's just be the background.
Somebody's going to take it to an extreme.
Nope. I think so, too.
But well, we should get back to
that. Is PS4...
Well, that is Xbox.
Alumroom's exclusively Xbox? I thought
yeah.
It was a TV function.
No.
Oh, that's cool.
Exclusively Xbox.
Even better.
Okay, yeah. This is... I mean, I'm going to buy both systems. I'm more excited for the Xbox just because they're thinking so progressive... Not, but I'm excited about the stuff that they're talking
There's
about.
There's a lot of shit that could fall to the wayside, though.
Just like anything, though.
Right.
Like, look at the Wii U. In theory, it sounds awesome.
No.
Oh, you're right. The stuff that you could do with it. It does sound cool. But, like, who wants to do any of that?
I just Googled Alumroom, for the record, and this is old enough that it's all 720, 720, 720.
I know.
You know, a good name.
Right.
Oh, who cares what the name is?
Anyway, that was our Xbox One big pop-off. I think we did pretty good. We're going to go into two familiar sections right now, just so that we can talk about games a little instead of just a speculated system. We're going to go into the fantasy glitch right now.
Glitch!
Our fantasy glitches are going to involve the Xbox One. And Giant, you want to kick this?
All right, Windows just introduced a new computer. It's like a laptop where it's like a... like an iPad.
You're talking the tablet
tablet.
You click in and
you
it's
click
got a
in,
keyboard.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. It'd be cool if the Xbox 360 you could click it into there.
Xbox One.
Whatever. Xbox One. If you can click it into there, and it's not just.
But I just want to point out how easily you slipped into 360.
But I don't care what this is called. We all know what I'm talking about. The new system.
I just want to point it out. It's catchy. It actually works.
The new system. I've been saying PS3 forever. It's not. It's the same thing. Like.
Well, that's because you can't count.
I can count just fine. There's two before. Anyway, if you could connect your tablet and sort of make it and have it like all the Windows programs on it. So if you wanted to use your
app
Xbox,
based.
Yes, not app based. No. It's actual Windows.
Desktop.
It's Windows. It's not an app based system. It's not just a tablet. It's like a new laptop for Windows. It has a tablet with it.
Yeah, but I'm saying that a lot of that's app based on Windows 8.
Well, I want Windows 8 on my. I want to make my Xbox a tower, and I could do my fun stuff on it. Like if I wanted to record my this podcast, I could do it on my Xbox. Or if I wanted to, write out something on Microsoft Word. It'd be cool to have it talk to my my Xbox.
It's believable that that'll happen.
I mean, just
sounds good.
Why not?
I mean, I would like it. Just have Windows on my Xbox.
Okay. Right. Max?
Well, mine's coming. It's just games. I want to see games. That's all I want to see. I want to see some games.
I can see it.
Quality Games.
What? I wasn't done.
Original.
Oh, Johnny Chuck was
sorry. The Quality Games. I'll go again after you.
That's all I want.
From the last Xbox Live, the only thing I had to say was a real big problem was there wasn't a good way to really decipher who we wanted to avoid and who you wanted to play. I wanted a better system in the new Xbox Live where I really want to prefer this guy. Like, when we're playing these games, try to throw me to his games. And if I
like if we are both playing Halo, put me in his room.
No, like a favorited. Yeah, like something like that. Like, yeah, I don't want.
That's good.
Like, Rise is my friend. I don't need to let the game know that I want to play with him. Like, I could just invite him. But there's some guys that I don't want on my friends list, but I did enjoy playing with. He tried to capture the flag. He tried to do the objective. He wasn't being a dick. He wasn't being loud. I want to play with that guy. Then there's guys like I want to avoid who just try to score on their own goal or, like, shoot their own team or just camp, get stats. I just want to avoid him. I want a better way to – I don't want to like rat anybody. I don't want to tattletale, but I want to give like statistically breakdown like
a ranking system.
Like a ranking system where like basically you can see right in the beginning what your player rank is, right? As far as like you know, people not just hating on you, like you know, if you get like enough of them, it'll even out the haters, mm-hmm. right? But like just so you can know who you want to be on your team and who you want to avoid and just have the preferred people be in your games. Sure. Like that.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, I really like that.
I stick with mine. I just want to see some fucking games for this thing.
What game?
Anything just but Call of Duty.
All right.
I've been over Call of Duty for years, and that's all they show.
Okay.
It's like, whatever.
Well, Call of Duty's one. Like, it's because it's a huge
game. I get it.
Game.
We all, you know, everybody likes
it. It's got great sound and graphics. Like.
Yeah.
All right, well, my fantasy wish accumulates everything that we talked about. The Illuma Room, which I threw in there. The Xbox camera, phone, everything. And I know it's a stretch, but it is a wish. I'd really like to see this innovative Toe Jam and Earl game come back, where I get to like walk around with my boy. Like maybe I get to sign on Giant Shocks on half the screen. We're walking around Toe Jam, Big
Are you
Earl.
More a Toe Jam or an Earl?
I'm definitely Toe Jam, bro. Oh, I'm sorry, Earl.
I'll be
the thick one.
I would be the Toe Jam. I would be the Toe Jam, maybe, and we're just rolling around and having a good time. No, but.
Hang out on Funkatron.
But seriously, I would to be more broad, I would like to see a lot more games have that half screen phone call situation in which the boxing or maybe even take, like I said, none of the fitness games are really that good yet, but if people could actually make money off this thing where a personal trainer could actually hold the class.
I'm sure that would hit the computer way before it hit like a console.
I don't think. I mean, using Kinect. The TV, not with the Kinect, using the TV
like
right
the one
in the living room.
Of Kinect.
Yeah, I mean, I would like
I
to
guess
see
you're right.
even teaching like Tai. I mean, you're not going to teach hardcore fighting, but maybe even some Tai Chi or whatever. You know,
especially going back into what the Kinect is saying, to read your heart rate and stuff. You're the trainer doing it, and you could be like,
right.
Yo, Rise, your heart rate's still a little low. You got to kick it up enough.
Right,
like,
you
got to monitor.
Let's get those knees up. Or for example, and I'm not like a giantly school-orientated person, but I could see it.
You can get pitching lessons.
Tutors for kids.
Well, I'm talking about like with the Kinect, you can get like pitching lessons over the internet.
And I know they already let you write a little bit on the Kinects already. You know, you hold your hand up, certainly, and you can write certain things.
I want
things.
An art program on
yeah.
this thing.
That'd be great if you could, like...
I want to paint with my hands, just waving them around.
You can paint me.
No.
Like one of your French girls.
Pay me in this, Jack.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I could see this, if they hit it just the right way, tutors. I mean, like, tutoring some kid in saxophone, for example, music lessons.
Now you could do cool things with
you
that.
Could, I mean, like... Beyond gaming, we are.
Steve Jobs people. Is dead, man. I don't know. It sounds like Steve Jobs would come out and be like, "This is what's gonna do."
Right.
That's an Apple thing.
Yeah,
Apple I
mean, wants
like,
to do that.
I mean, like gaming killed some of, like, for example, piano lessons and stuff. I took them as a kid. That was essentially gaming back in the day.
Yeah. I mean,
you learn stuff.
My boy Bill Gates isn't really interested in that. He's all like,
"I'm rich."
I know, but I mean, like, I would as a person. Not just a gamer. I would like to see it constituted rather than just the, hey, I'm on my TV, you're on my TV, let's make a phone call just happen. Oh, this is pretty cool anyway. I'll call you on my phone later.
Hmm.
You know, especially with someone who has family down in Florida and I live in New York. I'd like, you know, they'd like to see my kids. And
I mean, you could Skype them.
Well, Skype's a major function.
Skype's a major function, but my fantasy glitch, I was getting a little off topic with my family, but my fantasy glitch is these classes. You know,
I would like that.
A couple classes.
It would be cool. It would be cool. Especially if you can give, like, it relates to video games, like, you're good at Injustice, I'll give it an Injustice seminar.
Well, it's even like you keep saying, Chuck, you don't necessarily have to leave your house to go get a game. I would like school so much better if I didn't have to leave my house to go to school.
And, well, also, I would like a personal level with the fact that sometimes when I'm playing Xbox, just with Giant, you know, there's been, or Max, either one, I know you don't play a lot of online, but there's been periods of time where it's been like 2 months since I saw one of you guys, and, like, it is a little more personal having that touch, you know, on the side screen. So I want to see this utilized more, the phone call thing. That's my wish.
Cool.
That's cool.
Anyway, we're going to roll into we're going to talk about games for once on the game podcast tonight, and we're going to talk about old school games. We're going to reach deep into the closet, and I'm going to keep on trying to get Giant Shock to bring this up.
Dad, why did you bring me to a gay steel mill?
Come out of the closet.
You just weren't.
I was listening to you.
You were not picking up what I was throwing down.
Yeah, I was. I was like waiting for you to stop talking.
You weren't receiving what I was.
You never stopped talking.
Transmitting. Catching what I was throwing. Anyway, who's got an old school game to start off with?
I'll go if you need.
Well, it's got to be one of the three of us.
All right, I'll go first. thinking back to early, one of the first early games that's truly like kind of shitty, but I always had fun with. You guys remember Carnov? The NES?
I don't.
Came out in 87. It was a side-scrolling game where you played a overweight circus strongman who breathed fire, and you fight dinosaurs and dragons and all sorts of weird shit.
I remember the overweight guy breathing fire fighting dragons.
Yeah. I remember doodling stuff like that on my notebook.
No, that's why this game, I think, appealed, because it was so bizarre. Me and my cousin would sit for hours on end. It was an arcade game. It was for NES. It was for the PC. I played it personally on NES. And it was a character that actually bled through into other games.
Really?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of it. It was from Data.
Didn't it kind of play like Golden Axe?
A little bit. A little bit, yeah.
Like you could jump on creatures and they would fucking...
Well, you fought like dudes on ostriches. Yeah. Like one of the most bizarre games ever.
Okay.
But since it was a 2D side scroller,
if the sprites were just different, it wouldn't have been that weird.
Just look up Carnov, and you'll laugh just at the character design. He's like a doughy bald guy with a Fu Manchu mustache.
No, I know exactly. Man. Didn't he have like the Under the Giant getup? Like?
No, he had like red pants and a big gut, and like that was it. That was his whole getup.
What was the deal? What was the storyline?
There was no story. No, you had to uncover, like, you beat bosses to get parts of a treasure map.
Okay.
So I never beat the game, I don't think. But it was
the treasure maps wiped me out, man. I remember Wind Waker.
Well, Wind Waker took that to another level.
Dude, I collected all those maps.
Also 20 years after this game.
I collected all that shit, and then I went to Tingle, and he was like, oh, you got to go out again. And I was like...
I was like, you get the maps, and I was like, oh, you got to go treasure hunting.
That game... I should make that my retro game, because...
Do it. The game rocks.
Dude... That game, there was at least 3 points where I was like, this is it. This is the end of the game. And I made it up to Ganon, and he punched me through this goddamn lighthouse window, and all of a sudden I have no weapons, and I was like, holy fuck, I'm like 25% of the game, and I was done.
Oh, that game keeps going, and then they find ways to just keep it going.
Then I collected all that shit, and then Tingle's like, no, you have to go out and get like 8 more.
All the Triforce pieces.
All the Triforce, my God.
My problem with that game was just how much sailing you had to do. And it was just
like, I love that song, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, the song's good and epic, and the graphics were beautiful, but it got to like the end when you're just doing the treasure hunt to get the Triforce. You're like, I've been at this for 45 minutes. I'm still just going island to island.
The Legend of Zelda: Deadliest Catch Edition.
I wish, because that implies storms and crab vision.
there were some storms.
Yeah, but they would whip you to another side of the fucking
map. Yeah, you called on them.
So you'd be like right about to get to your island. Storm comes, and now you're on the other side, and you got to start sailing again.
That is just like such a bummer, man.
You could call them to teleport at one point.
Eventually, you get
control
of them.
On a side note, I promised my wife if we ever bought a boat, she already let me King of Red Lions.
King of Red Lions?
Yeah.
Nice.
That was not anyone's retro game, by the way.
But
excellent game. All right, so your game sounded dope. Giant.
My game, I'm going to transport you back to the early, well, mid-90s, I guess, and Aerosmith fronted a little game called Revolution X.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And it was on some home consoles, too, but the best part about it being on the home consoles was that it didn't even have the capability of having a light gun connected to it.
Yeah.
So you had a shitty cursor that,
Jesus.
Like...
With the nonstop Aerosmith music playing?
The basic gist of the story was that NON, it's like Nation Order, a new Order Nation, they hate entertainment. Like, you can't play guitars or listen to music or fucking TV, all dead. Magazines dead, too. And you're going to see an Aerosmith concert, right? But I don't know why they're playing.
It's like super underground. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. And then basically it starts off where, like, anyone from 13 to the 30 is fucked, right? Luckily, Aerosmith's in their mid-40s at this point. And fucking, they take the album Get a Grip, and they basically place the whole thing, and Midway did it, and Steven Tyler's in
the, I remember it.
Steven Tyler's in the game going toasty and all that shit, but you fight all these, like, nonsensical gas mask characters, and there's never you can never shoot gas at them, so I don't know why they're in the masks.
No, you shot CDs at them.
Yes.
Yeah.
You literally, Steven Tyler's like, music is your weapon, and no shit, because you shoot CDs at this motherfucker's forever.
After, like, maybe...
It's like a CD machine gun, right? I remember that.
Remember playing
like,
that in arcades, and after a few quarters, I could not stand the fucking song
Eat the Rich.
It was just constantly on a loop.
I did not know that the girls, like, I thought it was like Duke Nukem, where you just, like, the girls were there to just be pretty. You were supposed to be saving them the whole time. You have to shoot up the place, and the girls are freed, because at the end of the level, you'd be like, oh, a hostage is freed, and they show a hot chick, and it's like zero. It's like... When did you fucking tell me to fucking free a hostage? All right? At the end of every level, you find, like, you get Aerosmith's car, and in the car, there's these three tape messages from...
Is it a limo?
It's like a Lamborghini or something like that. Oh. Steven Tyler. Actually, before you get your car, Steven Tyler throws a virtual keys to you through the broken TV that you shot up. He's like, here's our keys to our car, and he throws him, like, literally through the TV, and you catch him. I don't know why he's expecting you to come and save Aerosmith, but whatever, you do anyway. And you shoot down, get your whip, and then the other members of Aerosmith all have little, like, sayings like, oh, the what's the guy, Luke Perry, not Steve Perry?
No, not Steve.
So the guitarist. Tyler and Joe Perry.
Perry, right? He gives you a good, like, these people are putting things in our food, but that sucks, bro. Go end this thing, right? But then
the dialogue was that sharp.
Yeah.
It was. And then when you get lower and lower in the cast, like, the drummer's like, stop the bus. It's like, that's all the guy says.
Yeah.
Like, and
Aerosmith is all over everything. The reason I asked about the limo is because I don't know if you guys ever went to Disney to get that Aerosmith ride.
The Aerosmith Rock Dream.
Like,
dude, it still plays.
It's
no, it's
the rock and roller coaster.
Yeah, the rock and roller coaster, and you roll in there.
I still have a photo of myself on that.
Oh, hey, what's going on? And I'm like standing there, and I'm like, yo, it is 2012. I go every year with my wife. I go to Disney.
Nowadays, you bring anybody like under the age of 12 there, and they're like, oh, look. It's the guy from American Idol.
Right, right. But they're just like, oh, we're going to need the super stretch limo because there's like mad people. And Steven Tyler just stands up. He's like, to the forum.
Well, I mean.
It's nuts, man. It's nuts.
In the game, though, eventually you start fighting Power Rangers. And
I remember.
There's one guy that just comes out and his desk turns into a big spaceship for whatever reason. And you got to blow it up. And then it's a terrible game.
Nothing in that game made
it's so,
any sense.
He was like a Baxter Stockman type
character. They all had fucking gas
masks out for no reason.
The game was totally terrible, especially on the home console version, which is retro games, basically. But the one thing I got to say is that they were going to make a sequel called Revolution X 2 and with Public Enemy instead of Aerosmith, because I guess they were linked like that.
Uh-huh.
But they were like... just convinced not to do another. They're like, this game it was terrible. Don't make another one.
It was like ego tie-in to Aerosmith.
Dude, who wants to listen to Steven Tyler forever while you play a video game? Like,
that was crap.
I do enjoy Aerosmith to a point, but I don't want to play a whole game based on their music. Like,
God damn it, stop playing Eat the Rich.
Janie's got a gun. Best part about it, Janie's got a gun's not even in the game. You figure there'd be a character named Janie who's shooting at you. No.
Yeah, there were no clever remarks as far as I'm concerned, like as far as I remember.
No one came out.
Like no nod to the songs or like no quips or like puns or anything.
All the music was based off the album Get a Grip, and no one came out like Get a Grip. Like no one's like Dream On, like Steven Tyler. Like,
you're living on the edge, bro.
No, it was a complete ode to the 90s, that whole game. Like, if you look at it for 2 seconds, you're like, this is 19. Oh,
me and you would play that at the laser tag place that we used to go to back in 97.
Like, is this CDs? Like, am I shooting CDs at this?
You're like, this is 1995, June 15th, right in the middle of
one,
the 90s.
One last thing. Terminator, right, in 1983, I think, came out. And or was it 83 or 84? Whatever. They said Judgment Day would happen in 1997. And the Aerosmith game is 1994. Like, in dystopia 1996. They were like,
yeah.
2 years in the future.
Yeah.
This company took over everything. And they don't like music.
Nice. On a side note, Universal has a sweet Terminator ride.
Good to know.
Dan loves theme parks, man.
I do. I love
Rise. Rise loves theme parks.
Anyway, my old school game is something I used to play Full Metal in. And I used to spank because he sucks. North versus South.
Like Civil War game?
For Nintendo. It was a Civil War game. It was
I remember this game.
It was a lot like Risk. You took over different sections, but you actually had to fight for real. Kind of like if anyone ever played Archon, the battle chess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like Archon, but risk orientated. You had three different things. You had cannons, which stayed in the back, and they were the beefiest. You had cavalry, which would ride over the infantry. Infantry were men. And it was kind of like a rock, paper, scissors thing, where the infantry, from what I remember, would kind of beat the cannons if they got there. And like
it was really cartoony, if I remember.
It was pretty cartoony, but the cool part was that you could either start at different points in the war. You could start right with the first, like, smack or whatever. Like, the general would come over and smack the other one and be like, "I see, sir."
Yeah, like, they all look like Yosemite Sam, too.
Yeah, they're like, "We be fighting."
That would be terrible for you.
You could do that?
You in Full Metal. No, I'm saying that would be terrible for you in Full Metal, because that's all you
there were smacks being thrown around all over the place.
You guys would, that'd be epic for you, too.
Just, I mean, I laid the big hand because he's a pussy, but I'm... anyway, it was a great game. It was funny because you could win as the South. I mean, the South could just win the war.
Well, like, I mean, who wants to play a game where one side's going to win no matter what?
But it was fun. I mean, they didn't go into any of the issues of why or anything. It was still just fun. One guy looked like a KFC, the colonel. And, with the wispy beard and everything, and the other guy looked a little younger. So. It was awesome. I personally, and this is all racially unbiased, I like being the South because it was funner.
They talked.
Yeah, it was just more fun beating them. And you know what? You're just like, the South shall rise again. it was just fun. You know?
I got you. It's fun.
It was a great game. It was a great game. It still stands up today. On? Nintendo. Regular Nintendo.
Just, not Sega, too?
No.
Looking at the cover, it's Yosemite Sam versus Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. It was one of those covers where both of them are staring at each other nose to nose. And like, it was... It was awesome.
Sounds like a lot of fun, man.
It was fun. And there was a lot of, it was one of the first strategy games I personally played where some strategy came into play on what you have to purchase. Like if you purchase more cannons for a fight or and the land.
Cough syrup or something like that.
Got a little cough syrup. A little snacky s'mores rum.
Oh, that's from South Park.
Yes. I don't know. It was good. You had to worry about the landscape, too, which was nice. It was, and you never knew the landscape until you went in. It was randomly generated landscape.
It was kind of like General Chaos where you control like four or five guys, or it was like whole armies.
No, it was like Risk where you had like a couple pontoons that might have been like if he showed up with his three infantry and I showed up with my cannon, I knew that I had to stop them before they got to the cannon. Yeah. You know, it was pretty cool. Again, I spanked him pretty bad. He's a pussy. I hope he's listening. I just say these things because I know he listens now.
He's gonna eventually have to come on and
he likes to critique
and defend his honor.
He likes to critique my show, so I'm just throwing it out there.
Eventually, he's gonna have to come on here.
Or he's gonna drive over my house and punch me in my face.
You're not playing monkey ball, are you?
No, that did happen.
Listen to last week.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so that about wraps it up. Xbox One, North versus South. That's the show for this week. I'm starting. Anyone have anything to say before? I mean, I'm getting heated. I'm
Xbox, getting go to TV.
I'm getting pissed.
Xbox, calm down, Raj.
No, it's not going to happen. We're going to have to quit. We're going to have to rage.
I said Xbox, go to TV. Xbox, go no.
Xbox,
go to TV.
Xbox.
I'm sorry, Xbox. I cannot complete that.
But line. Why not?
All right. Well, see you guys later. Xbox.
Pause.
I said pause. Rewind.
Turn TV back on.
Xbox, return yourself.
Xbox, turn on PlayStation 4.
PlayStation's gay, Xbox forever.
I'm sorry, I can't do that, Raj.